Good morning, everybody. This is Rabbi Yaakov Fish on my daily podcast, Let There Be Light. Today, we're going to be focusing on Elul Daily Insight number 12. So continuing to study the chapter 27 of Tehillim Psalms, Tehillim Chav Zion, which is the overriding theme of Elul, which King David writes that a man's ultimate desire is to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, get close to the Almighty. That's his one and only ultimate desire. And we, of course, include this in our morning and evening prayer services because that is such a fundamental theme of El. I want to continue on with the verse of Atiyar Moshi El Oivais Fivosai. King David says, you will elevate my head over my adversaries, my enemies that surround me. Bezbucha Baholoi Zivchei Srua. And then I shall bring a sacrifice in this tent, the sounds of the shofar, the sounds of trua v'ashira v'azar mul Hashem. I will sing and I will make music to Hashem. So I just want to focus on the beginning of the pasuk. It says that you will atayar mroshi al oivai sivuasa, you will elevate my head over my enemies. It sounds somewhat of an unbecoming statement from King David or any tzaddik to say, to gloat, oh, now my head will be elevated over my enemies. What does he mean by this? How is this this expression of my head will be elevated over my adversaries consistent with Avodas Hashem, service of the Almighty? I want to share this idea that the enemies that we're talking about, or that he's talking about in this chapter, is not necessarily referring to an external enemy, although it can mean that as well. It's not necessarily referring to an external threat, but rather it's also referring to the internal struggles that a person has, the internal spiritual struggles. So many people have internal spiritual struggles. They deal with all sorts of issues that the soul is tempted with on a daily basis, people struggling with various forms of addictions, people struggling with various forms of temptations. And we actually pray for this every single day in the morning davening. We say, "Ba'al tfiyein loli de nisayin." Don't bring us towards these critical tests that really test the essence of our soul and what our soul is made of, because we're just concerned that we may not have the wherewithal to withstand that temptation. So King David continues to pray in this chapter, and we continue to pray with that as well. And we say, we want to feel the closeness of Hashem. We want to sit in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. The more we get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, the more we're able to prevail and overcome over our internal struggles, our challenges that our soul is faced with. So that's what he's saying. He's not necessarily gloating over an external enemy saying, ha-ha, but rather he's saying, I was able to, through my dveikus b'Hashem, through my closeness to Hashem, through my yearning, I was able to find the strength, the inner strength, to overcome these struggles. I wish you all a meaningful day and a meaningful journey in the month of Elul.